Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
And it is 9 o'clock, and that means only one thing on the show.
2 hours to go?
Yeah. Oh, and also news with Rob and everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Rob and.
But I got some snow.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Anything in the news, Rob?
Oh, so much. First, we had so much news in the past 2 weeks.
Is that
we
right?
thought we would review some of the highlights from last week.
Oh, fantastic. I love reviewing.
But before we do that, we found something very special this just in. An old archive was dusted off and added to the Pop Stars Sing Out Against STDs compilation. This was dug out from the archives, and we are the first to play it here.
Perfect.
M37.
M37, man. Another song about STDs.
Well, against them, singing against them. It's like an awareness campaign.
Charity right. album.
There you go.
There she is. That is Madonna and Venereal World.
You know who's sleeping easy tonight?
Who's that?
Weird Al.
I would think he'd be sleeping with one eye open after all this.
I'm just kidding.
That is very funny, man.
That is very good.
And anytime you can get a cameo from Randy Wang in any sort of musical performance.
Yeah, man.
I'm in.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, so much.
I bet.
Well, if you remember from last week, it was a very exciting episode of Lycus Man. The superhero saved another unsuspecting man from another dating disaster. L63.
All right, L63, Lycus Man.
Lycus Man! Lycus Man! Lycus Man!
Outside a small apartment complex in Valley Village.
Wow, these three dates have been so amazing. You're so beautiful. I've had the best time with you. You want to come upstairs? Maybe we'll further our relationship a little bit?
Upstairs? No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. Thank you.
So you want to go out tomorrow?
Oh, perfect. This will be our fourth date. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Oh. It's like his man.
What are you doing?
Talking about Tom, just dating this hot chick.
No, you're not. You're not dating. You're buying her meals. You've just taken her out on her third date. You invited her up to the apartment. And what did you get for it? Nothing but the check.
Tom, she's going to put out eventually, right?
She will never put out. We are past the three-date limit, and you are a fool to take her out a fourth time. Don't you understand that?
So what should I do?
Have a good time at the Sizzler tomorrow night. I would recommend a steak, a potato, and dumping that bitch.
You got it, Professor.
My work is done here.
There he goes.
I am Lycus Man.
Flying off.
Up! Hold on. Take her to the Sizzler. Steak, potato, dump that bitch. My work is done here. I am Lycus Man. Da 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 da. Lycus Man!
Yeah, man.
Lycus Man. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, apartment in Valley Village. I like the announcer. He sounds actually really like the guy from Batman.
Oh, he does.
Lycus Man! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Lycus Man!
Outside a small apartment complex in Valley Village.
Wow.
All right. What else happened in the news, Robin?
Well, in a strange lawsuit last week, 23-year-old Becky O'Shaughnessy sued Fresno station K-Death 106 after being turned down as a disc jockey for the station for being too perky.
Uh-oh.
And she made it on the station. Now she is a full-fledged disc jockey. And here is an air check of a recent broadcast. D666.
Oh, boy.
KDTH, KDTH HD, Fresno. With Bodacious Becky in the mornings, Freddie Tinkleman middays, and Tom Lycus afternoons. KDeath 106.6 FM.
Hey, you're listening to Bodacious Becky on KDeath 106.6 FM, Fresno. And driving you home right now is D-Flushed with How to Be Dead. Hey, this is Bodacious Becky, and you can win tickets to see Cannibal Corpse if you're the 666th caller. And now, here's Dying Fetus with The Weak Shall Be Crushed.
Oh.
Hey, this is Bodacious Becky, reminding you that the Death Squad will be at the Monster Truck Rally tonight, passing out K-Death bumper stickers. It's a balmy 68 degrees in Fresno this morning, and to get you ready for that long commute to work, here is Rotting Corpse with the Black Vomit.
That's a good idea for a station, man.
Yeah, I think it's great. And they have Tom in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'll be here after Freddie Tinkleman. Is that who does middays, Freddie Tinkleman? Hi, this is Tom Lycus. Join me every afternoon after Freddie Tinkleman.
If it's happening in Fresno.
And if it's happening in Fresno, it's happening right here on KDeath 106. I'm Tom Lycus. Join me every afternoon right after Freddie Tinkleman.
Hi, this is Tom Lycus. And if there's an issue in the news, we're probably going to be talking about it this afternoon from 2 until 6 here on KFI AM 640. We have newsmaker guests. We have big debates on current issues. And, of course, you always have an opportunity to get involved.
Yeah.
Plus, Mark Dennis and Mike Nolan keep you updated on traffic. Tracy Miller with news.
Yeah.
And we have updated weather forecast twice each hour.
Uh-huh.
Join us. The Tom Lycus program, Talk Radio with Twice the Traffic, this afternoon from 2 to 6 here on KFI AM 640.
I used to listen to that every day. Every day. How many years ago was that?
That was in 1990.
Is that right?
Right.
No, I was late 80s, so it's probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
But not 88.
Yeah, 80. I thought he was fired in 88.
No.
No, I think it was 90.
I think he was fired in 91.
Two, wasn't it? No.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yes.
Right here on KFI, we'll be talking about it with Mark Dennis and Tracy Miller.
Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, Rosie O'Donnell got elected the most annoying celebrity of 2007, and no one seemed happier to hear this than her arch nemesis, Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
Here is exclusive audio of the Donald, unable to talk about anything else on The Larry King Show. T41.
Here we go.
Our guest tonight is billionaire, author, real estate developer, Donald Trump. Good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you, Larry. It's unbelievable to be here. Did you notice that Rosie O'Donnell was voted the most annoying celebrity of 2007? I think that's really unbelievable. I think people should take note of that.
What's the latest on the real estate? How's the property doing in Vegas?
Well, you know what, Larry? Everything I do is unbelievable, and everything Rosie O'Donnell does is annoying, and you don't have to take it from me. Talk to the people who are polled. She's the most annoying celebrity of 2007. It's really unbelievable.
Last time you were here, you talked about your clothes. Philip Van Heusen came with you, and you put together a wardrobe. How are sales on the clothes?
Speaking of the clothes, I was putting on the clothes when I got dressed in the morning. That's when I saw on television that Rosie O'Donnell was voted the most annoying celebrity of 2007. That's really quite a denunciation from the American people. It's not just the Donald anymore.
Thanks, Donald. Coming up, the latest on the Iowa caucus. And we go live to Pakistan, only on CNN.
There it goes.
What an award. the most annoying person in show business.
Yeah, I mean, to get that, to be singled out, and I believe it was the public that voted, or was it Parade Magazine?
Yes, this was, a People's Choice through the Parade Magazine.
Right. I mean, you know, that's really quite a distinction to me.
Yeah, but in a group where there are tons of annoying, you can turn on the TV and be annoyed instantly.
Well, Donald Trump could have won.
Yes. Larry King, anybody. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
One final story. A morbidly obese man is suing a local restaurant after being accused of taking more than his fair share from the buffet.
You know what? You know, that's really unbelievable. I mean, you know, to put out, and I'm in business, and to put out there all the food you can eat, and then comes some gut buster and he wants to really, you know, really take a shot at your bottom line. I really resent that, because when you put that food out there, Larry, it's really a goodwill gesture to the community, and it's not, you know, it's not pigs at the trough. I think you know what I mean, Robin.
All right, what's the story again, Robin? What's the story? It's a buffet?
Yes.
All right. Sorry.
I'm morbidly obese.
I didn't
obese.
Understand the story.
Philip, that isn't.
Go ahead, Robin.
A morbidly obese man is suing a local restaurant after being accused of taking more than his fair share from the buffet.
Oh, bubba.
And when asked why he was so upset with this, he replied with this, F81.
F81. All right, very good.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
I like that drop.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right, there he goes, man. The guy that got stopped at the buffet. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
That's what was happening.
All right, man. All right, Robin in the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
There she goes with her news.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah. Hey, what was that other... Where's that other drop from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show where they talked about... what different hosts taste like.
If you want to know, it's FHF Tastes.
All right, let's throw that in here. Maybe you can help me out there, Whitman. If you could type that in, FHF, and I don't mean to...
What, no, data entry I did in...
FHF Tastes. With an S?
H-F. Yeah, T-A-S-T-E-S.
Got it. I think I did it in one...
And there you go.
Shall I hit enter?
No. Now back away from the computer.
Just back away from the entire keyboard.
Back away from the keyboard.
All right.
All right, here's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talking about what... other hosts on the station might taste like if they ate them. And I'm not talking in a sexual way. I'm talking about like if you took a bite out of somebody's arm or maybe their leg.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Should I prepare to be insulted again?
Mildly, but not radically.
All right. Very good.
Brian Whitman, I'm picturing a taste of a deviled egg.
Mashed potatoes.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely mashed potatoes.
What would he taste like? I think she's onto something, that Heidi there, mashed potatoes.
I do like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I think you would, like, if somebody took a bite out of that back of yours, that it probably tastes like a mashed potato.
With hair in it.
Yeah. An additional disadvantage, that your mashed potatoes have hair in them.
Definitely mashed potatoes.
Brian, what would he taste like? Slice them right in half and take a bite.
With butter.
Egg. I'm going with egg. Maybe boiled egg.
Egg.
You know the middle of a boiled egg, that strange world-looking planet-like yellowy thing?
Yeah, the yolk.
I'd say that. Ham. He looks like he tastes like ham.
Oh, okay. Ham.
Sugared, boiled,
honey-baked,
smoked. There's different hams.
Oh, mm-hmm. With pineapple or no?
Canned ham.
This is the worst possible.
All right, so you got... egg, canned ham,
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. That's not bad.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Right, but I'd prefer to not be canned ham. I'd prefer to be some, like
fresh ham.
Sugared or honey-baked or something like that. But, you know, out of
honey-baked would be nice.
Yeah, out of a can, you know. Anyway.
Tim Conway.
Oh,
I'm picturing
Tim
a Brussels sprout. I don't know why.
Brussels sprout.
It's because you're tall.
Oh, those are terrible, the Brussels sprouts. Terrible.
Tim Conway tastes like an ice-cold beer on a hot day.
Hey, now.
By the way, that sounds...
That's a compliment,
yeah,
man.
That actually sounds to me like she might be kind of hot for you.
Yeah. Well, Heidi and I went through a thing when we first started her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would not be surprised to hear that, having heard her description of you there.
Yeah, listen to that.
You fat Conway effer.
Look at that. Heidi, man.
Please, Heidi.
Tim Conway tastes like an ice-cold beer on a hot day.
That's the way I'm going to sell myself to chicks.
You should put that on your business card.
I'm an ice cold beer on a hot day. And they're just all over me.
That should be
no, he tastes like asparagus.
We both want vegetables.
Yeah, because then when later on you think of Tim and you laugh. So when you go to the bathroom, you pee and you think of Tim.
I like Heidi's description better than smelly urine. I like ice cold beer on a hot day rather than stinking, you know, urine.
Yeah, you know, I don't.
Oh, look at that.
Mm. What about me, though, Heidi? I mean, you know.
You fat bastard.
Hey, oh, Heidi, God, Heidi, geez, please. You know,
bite me.
Oh, Heidi, darling.
I mean, oh, how dare you?
I just was asking.
Yeah, look at her. I'm all balled up in the corner like that, sleeping, preparing for tomorrow morning's
no,
show.
No, seriously, what about me, baby?
You fat effer.
What about me, Heidi?
Ah,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish. He stays with you.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed him, and then later on, you think of that moment you had with him when you're peeing, and you enjoy him again.
There you go.
I love him. You know you do.
All right, folks.
Excuse me for just a moment. I've never eaten asparagus. I don't. But
I haven't either.
But it doesn't.
No, I've eaten asparagus.
It creates.
You've never eaten asparagus?
No, I don't. I've never ever eaten asparagus.
Is that right?
Creates an odor.
Oh yeah. There's a message when you go to the bathroom. Not everybody has it, but most guys do.
Really?
Do girls have it too? Do you like asparagus, Gina?
I love asparagus, but I've never noticed that, and I've tried to notice.
Nah, you mean really? You've tried to notice?
Well, because I heard the, you know, I didn't know if it was like a wives.
I don't think it happens with chicks as much with guys. I don't think.
So your pee smells like the
like asparagus. Yeah.
Wow. All right, is that wild?
There's also a color change on some guys.
I did not know that.
What are you, three? You've never heard of that?
I don't eat asparagus. I've never eaten asparagus in my life.
But nobody's ever in their life had asparagus
a conversation, around you? Had a conversation with me about asparagus while urinating.
Right.
Actually, that has not happened.
Wow.
Mm.
And you've never been to the bathroom? You're like, wow, that's somebody in here fart asparagus?
No. I can't recall that ever happening.
Is that right?
Is that wild?
I can't believe you can go 35 years and not hear that, though.
No, I had not heard
that.
That's
so weird, dude. It's another weird thing about you. I'm adding them up, man.
But you just said it's not everybody.
Well, it's most people. All right, gang, there's a very short marriage, or a marriage that is about to collapse here. There's rumors going around that it's about to collapse.
Is it on shaky ground, this union?
Yes, Brian Whitman, yes. And it is the lovely Pam Anderson. She wants out of her marriage.
Oh, Pam is going to be available?
According to TMZ, they're reporting that the on-again, off-again marriage of actress Pam Anderson and Rick Solomon is off again.
Now, Rick Solomon is the dude who taped Paris Hilton, correct?
Yeah, he had sex with Paris Hilton and videotaped it.
I saw.
And it's out on video called One Night in Paris. What a stud that guy is.
Yeah, I've seen it. By the way, I own that DVD.
I mean, listen, you can call him whatever you want. You know, he's slime ball for taping it or putting it out there, whatever you want.
Unethical.
But you can't take studliness away from that man.
No way.
You can't do it.
She's very hot in that video. I think, you know.
Did you see her on Letterman last night?
I did not.
Ah, unbelievable.
Does Dave still have the beard?
No, the beard's been shaven off.
I think it's a better look for him without the beard, don't you?
I think you're right. Late Thursday, Anderson denied the pregnancy rumors. Oh, wait a minute. She's pregnant again? What is this?
She's denied.
Oh, yeah. The former Baywatch actress is not only seeking the end of her marriage, but she also might be pregnant. Oh, these Hollywood people, that's not the way to do it. Late Thursday, Anderson denied the pregnancy rumors.
But said it.
Did confirm the marriage was kaput.
Oh. Well, you know, I would think that a guy like that, and I don't want to... You know, I don't want to take sides in this. It's not like I'm taking Pam's side.
Who would you stay friends with, though?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to side up, but I would probably maintain the friendship. I'm thinking about it. I think I'll have to stay in contact with Pam.
All right.
Because Rick Solomon, correct?
Right.
Yeah. You know, a guy who would do what he did with the Paris Hilton DVD, I mean, any guy that low, I mean, you know, kind of dwelling in the pond at that level, really feeding off the bottom. You can't trust a guy like that. Right?
That's true.
Right. I mean,
that's true.
I said it, man.
All right. Last month, Anderson reportedly filed for divorce, but had a change of heart, even blogging – on her website that she and Rick were trying to work it out. Yeah. Oh, Bob, boom.
Whoa.
Now the entertainment TV show and the website reports that she wants out of the marriage, and this time for good. If so, that would make Anderson's marriage one of the quickest in showbiz history.
How fast would that?
The couple only tied the knot in Las Vegas last October, October 6th to be exact.
So that's only 3 months.
November, almost, December, January, yeah.
Almost
3 months.
Almost to the day, 3 months.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, man.
I don't know how in love you are if you can't work it out after 3 months.
90 days. I think I've never been married, Tim, but I think the first 90 days has got to be, you know, I mean, you talk about the honeymoon period. It's 90 days.
Yeah, you got to stick it out for 90 days.
Yeah, man.
But how soon into the marriage was it, you know, do they think, well, this sucks?
Well, you know, I think there might be a combination here that I'm going to speculate about this union between Pamela Anderson and Rick Solomon.
All right.
I think it's quite possible. I don't know. I think it's possible that he's untrustworthy and she's nuts.
Oh, all right.
So if you kind of put those, conflate, if you will, is a word I try to use as often, once a week on the show, conflate those things, you got a real problem.
Okay. All right, well, they've been married for 3 months, but what is the shortage marriage that you've been involved with, either somebody in your family or you yourself? What is the shortest marriage? Because these short marriages are interesting.
It is. I mean, it's kind of
so interesting how people in love, then they get married and bang, it blows up like a bowl of F and it's over.
Literally, on the wedding day, somebody's got to light that fuse. I mean, the fuse.
Well, 23 minutes now after that.
All right, 520-9710. What's the shortage marriage that you've been witness to? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We have some other celebrity marriages we'll talk about here, some very short ones as well. When we come back, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.